All right. I was looking for an Ohio-themed song, but apparently I don't have any in the mix. But we just got back from Ohio, and the city was not gone. In fact, it was still there. Pretenders still standing.
It was still there.
Hey, so you know what bothers me about that song that you just played?
What's that?
They changed "things are good" or so I hear to "things are well" or so I hear. And that seems like they went out of their way to correct the grammar in a way that made it wrong.
Huh. Yeah, I didn't notice that at all.
Yeah, you don't pay attention to stuff.
I'm sorry, did you say something?
No. Uh-oh. And the lyric site that I opened up to make sure that I was right about that caused my virus scanner to give me an alert.
And once again, I pine for the old days.
Sweet, and then it crashed when lyrics.ch was available.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. These kids today, they don't know. They don't know that it used to be easy. And it used to not be the case that finding lyrics is a lot like finding porn.
Right. You can find plenty, but it's going to give your computer VD.
Yes, indeed. So, we had K.O. Lumbus over the weekend.
Yes. Oh, Nema just said that you're actually a little louder than I am. So
I am a little louder than you are.
When I told you that you should move your mic closer, I lied.
All right. Well, it's further away now, so we'll see how that's going.
Since she'll say now you're louder than him, we could do that all night.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be a great show. That should be the theme of today's show.
Oh, you mean throwback to the early days?
Yeah, yeah. I'm hoping that our internet will be good. I had a lot of problems, and I couldn't actually stay connected to the radio servers for my Thursday show, so I had to cut that short, and that sucked.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Columbus was fun.
Oh, yeah. I do think I did pick up some kind of bug, though. I seem to, like, I have the weird feeling of, like, being twitchy and kind of light in the head that I get when I take allergy medication, except I haven't taken any.
I see.
And then the voice, which is just going to get worse and worse.
I think you caught the AIDS from one of the women you spanked.
I should have put a condom on the paddle.
You really should have. But, I mean, you have some of the extra large-sized condoms laying around already, so it's not like you'd have to make an extra trip to the store.
How dare you insult me by saying I have a giant cock.
No, I mean that you had them because I left them at your house.
No, because they...
To use as a cozy for the boxes of the condoms that you use.
Ah.
Ha, get it?
Yeah.
Get how I turned that around and made it so I have a big dick and you don't?
Yeah. Yeah. I would say something clever, but yeah, my brain is just fucking cooked.
Yeah. So, we got to meet a lot of cool people. I met some members of the dev team that I had never actually met in person before. Werebear and Dev.
And Zev.
And Zare is what I meant to say, because it's also one syllable, like Dev. And what I meant to say was that I met some members of the Zare team.
Team Zare.
Yeah.
Zare, Jordan, that kind
of thing. I think Zare got drunk for the first time.
That's always a good thing to do at a con.
It is. It is. It works out so well for everyone who's ever tried it. But, yeah. Yeah, it was cool to meet Werebear. It was, I did my usual, oh fuck, a crowd. I'm gonna hang out with Amplitude and Darian Lar in some other building as much of the time as I can.
Do you remember, at some point on Saturday night proposing that we all go skinny dipping?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was pretty sure at some at that point someone had hacked your brain or something.
and then turned me into you?
Yeah.
No, I totally would have done it, but that pool had no doors. It was fucked up, man. This pool, it had three walls that were exposed to the outside of the hotel in sort of a courtyard thing. Mm-hmm. None of those walls had any doors on them. Apparently, you had to go in and, like, go through these labyrinthine hallways. I kept getting lost going from our rooms to other people's rooms. The hotel's layout was It wasn't that the layout was weird. It was that their sort of signage left a bit to be desired.
Yeah, I just figured it had been co-designed by M.C. Escher and the guy that designed the Maze of Twisted Little Passages all alike.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, they were all alike, except for some of the hotel room doors had White Castle hamburgers stuck to them.
Yeah, by the way, I'm never eating White Castle again.
Oh, come on, it's delicious.
I think I still have a little chunk of it lodged in the middle of my chest, like just halfway down my esophagus, is this kind of thing that...
A little ball of deliciousness?
Yeah, which is getting less and less delicious by the hour.
Well, you know. Oh, boy.
So are we current on the questions here in Radio Bugbear Land?
Yeah! Man, my scroll bar just did something strange as I was looking at the questions on Radio Bugbear. No, I didn't flush them after my abortive show because, well, I just didn't. We can use some of these questions, but they're all techie kind of questions, so we might not be, we might not have any fun.
I guess we could do that for a little while, since I know people have been kind of pining for the days when we would both be on the air and you would discuss game stuff and I would just kind of read.
Sit there and occasionally look stuff up on Google.
Right.
And, I don't know. I mean, we can go back to those if we run out.
Alrighty.
Zazark says, okay, Jick or Mr. Skullhead, please put a button in Hank's to take out all items, because I find it very annoying when I have loads of items and want them all out. Poof! There is already a button in Hank's. That has beaten out the manage custom outfits thing as the most invisible link in the game.
Let me go look at Hank's.
Maybe it should be... I mean, you have to be out of Ronin for you to really understand what it looks like. But
I am out of Ronin.
Oh, well.
It's you know why? It's the same setup as the custom outfit button. Or used to be.
It's just a textual link at the bottom.
Yeah, underneath a bunch of flashy drop-down boxes and whatnot.
So maybe just making it a big button?
Yeah, I would say make it a button to move it to the top.
Move it into the... Or maybe into the take stuff out of storage box?
Yeah.
Or just a checkbox that says take all items.
Huh. And that might be confusing, though.
You could
have the take button and then the take it all bitch button.
I should call it that, take it all bitch. Unless you have your profanity turned on. Your profanity filter turned on. In case you went to your account menu and turned on all the extra profanity that we've written into everything.
You are fighting a motherfucking dirty hippie. Anyway.
Yeah.
Or would it be dirty hippie motherfucker?
Right. yeah, so, anyway, there's that. Lusty Pirate Wench says, is there a way we can get all smiles of Mr. A to be in boxes? I was at one of those strange points in between runs and got hit with some get well smiles, and now I will lose 19,000 turns of Mr. A because I will ascend within the next 500 turns. 19,000?
Boozer Bear.
Oh, right, because Boozer Bear has a lot of GMAs. I remember him sending me the Mr. Accessories for 100 GMAs. Huh.
Oh, man.
Well, I'll have to ask Ronald Reagan, and he won't recall. I don't know. I mean, I kind of feel like not doing that, though. I see that. I mean, you gotta think, though, this is a really weird case, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, it sucks that you're going to lose 19,000 turns of it, but at the same time, you can also get them back later, probably, by convincing him to give them back to you.
Yes.
You know, yeah. Gormless Eddie says, any chance you can move the multi-equip familiar selection or section of the familiars page to the bottom? I visit that page mostly to select a new familiar. Let me start over.
All right.
Zazark says, okay, Jick or Mr. Skullhead, please put a button in Hank's to take all items. Okay. Gormlissetti says, any chance you could move the multi-equip familiar section of the familiars page to the bottom? I visit that page mostly to select a new familiar and rarely to equip them all. Yeah, that was actually the only issue I had with it when it was in development and in testing on the dev server. That was not supposed to roll out. I accidentally sent that to the live servers when I was rolling out the new familiar because I just pushed everything that used the familiar name function because that's what I do when I make a new familiar. And, I mean, it would have had to have been either removed to push out. I mean, not pushing it out was not an option.
Oh, Zazark also asks, are we still giving out Mr. A's? And if so, where do we mail the money to? And that Mini Coopers rock.
Or great.
PlayStation Mini Coopers rock.
Right. You mail the money to the... Yes, we. I'm not planning on discontinuing the Mr. A at any point until I just get really sick of carrying these wheelbarrows full of Canadian currency to the bank and then getting a different teller every time who's confused about the procedure for getting them converted. But you mail them to the donation, the postal mail donation address that's on the donate page, accessible via your donate link at the top of your donut hole. Sizzler says, how tall are the giants? And how do adventurers use face stab on them? Are we basically just stabbing the giants in their genitals?
I would assume that the giants bend over. Because, I mean, face stab is a machist maneuver, right? So you probably would say to the giant, hey, your sandal's untied. And the giant would then check.
Oh, I thought you were assuming that they would bend over just because you like to assume that everything will bend over.
Well, you know, I tend to base most of my philosophy of the world on how your mom behaves.
Thank you. Archon says, shouldn't the temporal riftlet have the sparkly animation like all the other rifts? It's so boring when it doesn't move. No, I know. I thought about it, but... I didn't want to make it the only familiar of the month that cost one accessory and was animated, you know?
Right.
It was totally that and not me just being too lazy to put the sparkles in. But honestly, I thought about it and decided not to. Arcone also says the jugawatts are clearly wrong. Jugawatts must be some measure of the amount of electricity it takes to kill an insane clown posse fan.
Huh.
It's obviously 1.25 gigawatts in the picture. And it's six shoes, and why does it make eight beers? I think maybe he meant it's 3 gigawatts in the picture.
Hmm.
Now, see, the big one is one, and the two little ones are 0.125 each.
Isn't... Huh. See, I keep thinking of jugawatts as a measure of the potential energy inside a pair of breasts constrained by a bra.
Oh. But I think that would be like Jugga Newtons.
Oh, right.
Or Jugga Slugs. Or wait, no, slugs. Slugs are the English unit of mass. Because pounds and kilograms, you can't actually, like, converting between pounds and kilograms assumes that you're at the same altitude.
Hmm.
Or same, like, gravity. Because pounds are actually a measure of force. And kilograms are a measure of mass.
Ah, yes.
So something weighs a certain number of newtons. Yeah.
I don't
Cheesecake
give
man.
A think about
what?
That.
Yeah, you didn't take any. You didn't take any physics, did you?
Yeah, I took physics in college.
Oh, really? Why?
Because it was the easiest for me. It was the easiest lab science I could take.
Oh yeah, no. To be sure, it's easier than any other lab science. I didn't think of that though. That you would have had to take a lab science to get your English degree, you faggot.
Mm-hmm.
Did I mention that I joined a frat recently?
Did you know?
Mm-hmm. We're having a party. I got a CD that's just 30 copies of that Fourdon Blondes remix.
So you're having kind of a jump back to 1994?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, we're the retro frat.
Mm.
Cheesecake Man says, we should be able to choose a chat channel on permalisten so that whenever we go to another channel, we would be able to listen to Clan without typing listen or any other channel you would have on permalisten. So you need to use the switch command instead of the moving to another channel command, and that will always work.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the switch command.
Oh, it's exactly like changing to another channel, except it doesn't unlisten the channel that you're leaving.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, but if I think about it too much...
Oh, I see.
Then, yeah. If I think about anything too much, it hurts.
Blame Dirzilla. She was the one that made me add that feature.
Yes, indeed.
I still do want to make I think it came in as a suggestion on one of my Thursday shows, the /la-la-la command, which unlistens every channel except the one you're in.
Nice.
Which, I mean, that would be handy for me. Like, I kind of want to do that sometimes.
Yeah, that'd be kind of groovy.
Oh, see, Lusty Pirate Wench looked up what the actual plural of fez is, and it's fezzes, as it turns out.
Well, you know, I figured.
Yeah, well, you know. Lord Salian says, how come the giant cat adventure shows a picture of a frowny in a frame? Shouldn't it be a stick figure cat with a beard? All the giants have beards, right? Well, no, their cat is hiding behind that framed picture of... It was a picture of this one time when one of the giants tried to go on vacation, but he was out of adventures.
Oh, right.
And so that was his picture that he took. And he had a slideshow full of those, and he showed it to all the other giants, but they got bored and left.
Yeah, the procrastination giant didn't leave for quite a while.
Yeah, you know. Barree says, Jick, in your brief appearance on Thursday, you confirmed that even with higher muscle, the Pasta Master skill uses mysticality. He's talking about to hit with staffs. Shouldn't this be the case? Should this be the case? Shouldn't it use the higher? Well, no. Or yes. Arcane says, I just got a blood flower. Bug? Feature? Bonus? I need to get rid of those.
Bone who?
Or Xenophobe needs to get rid of those, yeah. And what with the awesome location spindler?
I figured that the Pasta Mantle skill would always use mysticality because that's the nature of the skill.
Yeah, that's what it does. I mean, I can see how somebody would bitch about that, though. Like, I mean, as a Pasta Mancer, you shouldn't have higher muscle than you have mysticality, you know? Mm-hmm. Or if you do, use a stick instead of a staff. I mean, a sword instead of a staff. Or a
skill.
Oh, if somebody had it permanently. Yeah, that actually... Huh. Maybe that does make sense. Because taking that skill permanently means every time you use a staff from then on, no matter what class you are.
Oh, right.
So, huh.
Wow, somebody's autographing, or somebody's selling, sorry, the autograph that Amplitude gave Shayla. Okay, let me try that again. Shayla is selling on eBay the autograph that Amplitude gave her at the con.
Wow, hot.
She's got $1.27 currently. Five nice. Bits. Merle is the current high bidder.
Oh, man, I don't think Merle can afford that.
No.
Merle was such a badass at the con. He was just buying everybody everything, and it was awesome.
Yeah, it was really weird going out with, like, Jack Vermicelli and Merle, and then the two of us, and we all wanted to pay for everything, and it just ended up whoever got there first.
Yeah. Man, that was fun. The more I think about Columbus, the more I wish I hadn't been sick for the second half of it.
See, I think that neither of us can both have a great time at a big con. Huh. Because this was like kind of making up for Phoenix for me, because I was completely sick for all of Phoenix.
Yeah.
And, so I had a fantastic time, and you had to have a slightly less good time.
Yeah, it's not that I had a bad time. It's just that after the first day, I think, you know, I think every time I go to a strip club and get a lap dance from a goth stripper, she puts a curse on me. The first time, it was before the first con, and, like, this goth stripper here gave me, like, a hand massage, like, while we were waiting for the next song to start so she could do her lap dance. And the next day... I fucked my hand all up trying to dig a hole. Which, I mean, seriously, I'm like a laborer. I work very hard with my hands every day. It's not that I'm a total pussy who can't dig a tiny hole. You know what it is that I tried to dig a tiny hole. I tried to dig a hole with a tiny shovel. Like tiny bubbles. And yeah. So anyway, this time... The goth stripper, I just realized, gave me an intestine massage.
from...
They were really... Like, they're allowed to touch you a lot more in Ohio.
Was she at least wearing an elbow-length rubber glove?
Well, I mean, she didn't use her hand.
Oh, God.
She used her...
hair extensions?
Giant steroid-fueled clit. Sorry. Yeah, anyway. So it's the goth strippers that do it every time. I should stop visiting goth strippers before every con, is what I should do.
Probably. Try a different subculture. The raver stripper or something.
That isn't fun. They just get distracted and start licking their own arms.
Well, I'm petting your hair.
Not my hair. They're like, oh, wow, this is like four times as greasy and filthy as greasy, filthy hair usually is. I am so much more intensely grossed out than I would be if I weren't a raver. Sometimes there are hippie strippers. But
God,
that just means like filthy
foul
dreadlocks and nothing else. Yeah,
and armpit hair.
What? Why do you have a problem with armpit hair? Oh, it's because you like having sex with prepubescent girls.
I like having sex with people that have some level of hygiene.
Really? So no... Oh, right, I forgot. You believe that anyone who doesn't shave their armpits is somehow unhygienic. You're a sick bastard.
Less hygienic than, say, me, who I shave my armpits, and therefore... I apply deodorant directly to my skin where the pores and the sweat glands are.
Hmm.
I don't stink like hippies.
Right. You don't stink like every other man on earth who somehow has horrible BO because we're not women, and so we don't shave our friggin' armpits, you weirdo.
Yeah. The things that you call weird, I call... not weird.
No, I know, I don't like to spank women until their asses are bruised, and that makes me some kind of prude.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
That's why you're not welcome in harem.
Yeah. It doesn't really make much difference if I'm welcome in harem or not. It's kind of like whether or not I'm welcome in the Ring of Flame, you know?
Mm.
They're just two places I elect not to go. Clubber Leet says, are you folks upset at all about the immunization bots? I had no idea that there were immunization bots. Wait, you know, I did. I actually remember there was a guy who posted some Perl code in the forum thread that was the code for an immunization bot.
Wow. Yeah, I saw that. Did some mod finally edit that out? And I guess now the point is fairly moot.
I don't know. I mean, I suppose that... I mean, it's not like...
Huh. The big deal was more having six or seven people running that at one time. And people were thinking it might start slowing down start bogging things down if 100 people started using that bot.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a problem that the worse the lag it created was, the faster it would solve itself. You know, when they ran out.
Check out the hook while the DJ revolves itself.
Huh. Yeah. That was fantastic.
I'm doing my best here.
I know.
And I realize that losers always whine about their best, while winners go home and fuck the prom queen.
There's no points for second best. That's what Iceman told Maverick. And then Goose was all like, I don't know, Maverick. Ow! My face!
Who was... What? Yeah, Top Gun. Okay.
Yeah, no, and Goose is all like, that's it. I'm leaving the Navy and becoming a doctor in an ER.
Hmm.
Remember back when I was a nerd?
Wow.
What's that guy's name?
Who was Goose? John Cryer?
No. The
that
guy
would
who
be
was on
Hot Shots.
ER, the guy who was on ER and previously in Revenge of the Nerds. What's that guy's name?
What the hell are you talking about?
The guy
who was also Goose in Top Gun.
Yes, who was also on ER. I would know his name if somebody.
Oh, Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards. There we go.
Yeah. He never made enough money in his acting career to buy a last name. Meg Ryan was in Hot Shots. I didn't remember that.
Or
at
Meg
all.
Ryan, who also didn't have enough money to buy a last name.
Yeah.
Yodo says, if you two had to mud wrestle, who would win? No one.
No, definitely not the American viewing public.
We are all losers if that ever happens.
You know, I think we should mud wrestle, and, you know, if I'm not able to do it myself, my stand-in will take my place. And you can make the same arrangement, and then we'll just pick sexy women for our stand-ins.
I mean, that would be better if I could it would be better for you if I used my stand-in, Jennifer Connelly.
So if Jennifer Connelly and Vin Diesel had a mud wrestling match, who would win?
Everyone would win. Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure I want to see Vin Diesel's junk. No, in fact, I'm sure that I don't. Jennifer Connelly's junk, though? Oh, yeah.
Especially if it's the junk in her trunk.
No, that's your territory. Spinirology says, can familiars such as the temporal riftlet beat the giant familiars that are beaten by the barnacle and potato? If not, why can't they? Because that's just not how it works.
Yeah.
That's all. Single Serving says, will the temporary cure items, another guy that I met at con who was the awesome, will the temporary cure items stop dropping now that the plague has run its course? Yes, as of a couple minutes ago. Also, Ruby Lucky, why are the blood flowers still dropping on the peak? I get one out of every 5 or 6 adventures.
They were never supposed to drop that.
Should have never been the case.
Yeah.
Unless you're all, like, super... I could see it being every 5 or 6 adventures if you were wearing a ring of conflict and deodoranted, but that's it. Just Happy to Be Here says, are there any plans for an Asia-themed campaign in the kingdom? No, I hate Asians.
Who do you not hate?
Vikings.
How about Viking goddesses?
There aren't any Visigoths or spiders allowed into my bookstore.
Right.
Oh, speaking of which, I started reading Anansi Boys, speaking of spiders. And I can see why you like it, because it's all about goddamn karaoke.
No, it's really not.
No, I know it's not.
It, still, even those who hate karaoke admit that the karaoke bar was the place to be on Friday night.
Really?
Yeah, we didn't have anybody collapse onto the floor and break themselves on the ground, and we
didn't have hospital trips.
Yeah, no antagonistic frat boy types. And
were there Antigone? Was there some philosophy student reading Antigone at us?
Someone was telling me that there were some belligerent local folks at the bar.
I didn't see any of them. I mean, it would have been hard for them to be that belligerent because we outnumbered them like 3-1. And, I mean, I would say, under normal circumstances, that 3 KOL players were really not worth 1 Midwestern local in a fist fight. But
right.
Merle was there, so he could have kicked some ass and taken some names.
Yeah, Merle
and they all would have been
the
named,
shit
like,
out of
Clint.
Me. Merle is definitely a slightly shorter version of the live-action Tick.
Indeed. Just as tough, though.
Oh, yes. Nigh invulnerable.
Hammerman says, I know you guys have other things on your mind right now, but is it still the plan to eventually make Ronin 500 adventures? No. I think we've bottomed out at 600, because 500 would create the possibility for a single-day softcore run. It's at the limits of theoretical possibility, but I think it's going to stay where it is. You know, Mr. Skullhead, I already have to pee again.
That's odd.
It is.
Can you hold out for 20 minutes?
I think I...
And a hero?
Can try. I could try to hold out for a hero for just one day.
Wow, that would be a really bizarre mashup, wouldn't it?
Slavic says, but seriously. Oh, wait. No, okay. What is your absolute least favorite miscellaneous item? What is, in your opinion, the least used item that you feel is really useful? Right on. Good luck with the next X weeks. My least favorite miscellaneous item is the staple remover, because I never really get to use it. Because I never need to remove staples.
I'm still trying to figure out where... You're skipping around quite a bit. Who asked that last question?
Oh, Slavok.
Ah, there we go. Oh, I see him asking what our name quest and...
Yeah, but then he's got the butt seriously. Huh. Fox says, I was trashed Last Ascension by the Shadow until I remembered to turn off the mind control device and auto-attack.
Oops.
Which is it affected by and why? Well, it would be affected by the mind control device because everything is. And it would also be affected by auto-attack. Maybe I should immunize it from auto-attack the way that I do the tower monsters.
That might be a good, decent idea.
Although, by that time, I don't feel like... I don't know. Should I immunize the sorceress from auto-attack also?
I mean, the sorceress is a standard combat, but the other one doesn't really work by the same rules.
That is the truth. Somebody's asking, and I can fix this. Holy crap, Red Baron, why don't you knock that shit off right now? I logged on and got blue spam, screen spammed by... Yep, and still happening. So, looks like... Good night, Red Baron.
Do you have then a slash Snoopy command?
I do, and it just shoots his shit down.
Mm-hmm.
In a big hurry. What was I fitting to do? Oh yeah, I was fitting to go in and remove the discard option from Fruitcake. Fruitcake, he typed into the item spindler. All right. It needs an auto sale value.
Type.
How about 37 in a row?
Ho!
Try not to sell any fruitcake on your way to the car.
You fruitcake?
All right, I think I'll be able to pull that off.
Ted Pro asks if there is any way to turn off JavaScript for the kingdom so that people can play it on various mobile devices.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how much core functionality there is that relies on JavaScript now. Most of the adventure zones are not using the Snarfblatt code, but they could be. That could be... Yeah, but they don't really need that anymore. It's not important anymore. So, I don't know. I guess as I go through stuff, I can... Sorry, I just read Ad Writer's question. As I go through stuff, I can kind of get rid of it. I mean, the compact menu drop-down uses JavaScript, but I don't think any of the normal full-mode top menu stuff does. I don't really think that much core game functionality uses it, so you shouldn't be losing that much once you regain the ability to actually adventure. Yeah, AdWriter says, based on this past weekend's events, would there be consideration for a custom item for Amplitude, a tainted toothbrush, perhaps, that would give the effect of fuzzy teeth? Just a thought. I did something kind of nasty to Amplitude's toothbrush during the con, and then... Friggin' Darian Lar warned him about it before he used it.
Aww.
So now he won't be having my gum babies. Turbo Turtle asking for a harvest all and a plant all button in the null mushroom field. We will eventually redo the interface for that. Yep. Daddy Fat Sacks is asking if I like Mitch Hedberg. I don't know anything about Mitch Hedberg.
Escalators can never be out of order. They can only be temporarily stairs. That's Mitch Hedberg.
Oh.
And so I opened some yogurt the other day, and I looked at the lid, and it said, try again. And I was not I did not know that there was any kind of sweepstakes going on, so at first I just thought the yogurt was giving me some well-needed encouragement. Thank you, Yoplait. I will. He's actually pretty damn funny.
Huh, that wasn't very funny.
Yeah, it was my delivery.
Mm.
Oh, as Lee as Lyenia asked us to announce that she has filled all of the shirt back orders.
Woo!
So all of those will be winging their way via carrier pigeon or the much inferior postal service.
The office's two-car garage is full of boxes of shirts. Yeah, it's weird. It's like we're a real company with stuff and things to do.
Hmm.
Gorblex says, should we be worried about side effects of the cure? No, unless you're talking about the band, in which case, yes, listening to them will make it so you never get laid.
By a member of the opposite sex.
Oh, what, really? Is there a lot of gay goth action in high school?
I like to think so. From fanfic writing purposes. I'm just making shit up. I have no idea what's going on.
Huh. Ashelon says, have you asked the new host people the following? If I happen to delete a major file, will you undelete it like the douchebags we used to be with wouldn't? The thing is, it won't be... Yes, they will is the one thing, because what we have now is a setup where we lease servers and bandwidth from the same people, and the services aren't really managed. And what we're having at the new place is we rent bandwidth from one company, and we have another company who is sort of just on retainer for actual management of the servers. So those people will do whatever we want them to, because we're paying them specifically to just work on our shit. And having talked to them, I don't think they're going to have the ridiculous policies that the other place had. And plus, I mean, the other thing is, we've met these guys. These guys, we can drive down there and say, hey, remember me? I bought you a beer once, so you should work on my shit. And, yeah. Whereas, you know, right now we get sort of a call center whenever we need some help. And, Ashland asks again about the gauze hammock. And no! Not now. Too Dope says, does the doppelshifter work at only half effect? Example, a 20-pound doppelshifter equals 10-pound random familiar. If so, that would equal, or that would explain the 15 pounds from the equipment. Thanks. No, it works as a full-weight familiar, whatever it turns into.
Yeah, I figured the... I was just going to say exactly, I think, what you were just going to say.
Yeah, and the plus 15 is just because you can't really control which one it becomes, so there's not really any way to exploit it. So it might as well be. I mean, the doppelshifter, I to me, it was kind of an experiment to see if people would like a familiar of the month that its only value was that it was just cool and fun. You know, that it wasn't really, like, something that power gamers would care about. You know? And yeah. I think it was a success in that regard. I mean, I feel like, you know, people liked them. I enjoyed playing the game when I was testing the doppelshifter. Because I was like, oh, yeah, I remember that guy. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Oh, yeah, I remember that guy.
And then, oh, shit, I remember the stab bat. Good times.
Good times indeed.
Great oldies.
Our dynamite. Severus says, is there no sun in the kingdom? The Gru hates light, but is only affected by the moons. Perhaps it's always nighttime in the kingdom? Yes. It is. Always nighttime in the kingdom. Matrix Michael says, another person I met at Columbus, thank you to everyone who came from outside Ohio to Columbus and to Tavern Wench and the gang for putting it on. Scrotum! Yeah, what is it that Lilith told us scrotum means in Russian? With a mole?
Huh.
Like, if you're doing anything with a mole, like, you know, wandering around underground or teaching high school civics, you could describe yourself as being scrotum. And that's funny because our high school civics teacher looked and behaved kind of like a mole. And he used the word, I counted one time, how many times he used the word mentality in one class, and it was like 17 or 18, and I counted the number of times he used it appropriately, and it was zero.
Okay.
He would say mentality the way some people say It was really, yeah, hard to figure out. And wasn't he always like, did he...
Several girls left his class because of the constant barrage of inappropriate advances.
Yeah.
That's so, awesome. Yeah, great guy.
What I feel bad for that guy's wife.
Yeah. And, his daughter. I mean, like, being the daughter of the most hated teacher in the school. Right. So, what if your scrotum has a mole on it? It's just like a scrotum.
But it's, you know. No, I think if your scrotum is with a mole underground.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they use the same word for the burrowing creature as they do for the little puffy skin tumor.
Probably not.
Yeah.
What if you have your scrotum dipped in some spicy chocolate sauce?
A mole?
It'll be more with a mole, yeah.
Oh, wow.
What if the moon hits your scrotum like a big pizza pie?
What if you have Avogadro's number worth of testicles in your scrotum? Would you say that you're with a mole of testicles?
I think so.
Ponchos, could we have an indicator in the mall to remind us if we've already purchased the limit of an item in a store? Maybe, because it's already there on the search, I think, by popular request. I guess that wouldn't be too big of a deal. BadMonkey32 says, Jick, after you went skinny dipping, how did you dry your hair so fast? See, we didn't actually successfully go skinny dipping.
No.
Which
is probably good, because naked women scare Zach. It's a good thing we didn't take Zach with us either.
Oh, I know. How does Jick feel about them? I hear he likes them a lot.
Yeah.
There weren't any girls there that looked enough like your mom, though. Mm. Which is probably good, because it would have given me an erection.
Yeah. And, God only knows what would have happened then.
Yeah. I don't know. It was kind of disappointing. I was hoping for some skinny dipping action.
That's just, yeah. Everything I know about you is a lie.
See, no, the thing is, I didn't say I was hoping that we would go skinny dipping so that I could beat some women with a big piece of wood until the attractive parts of their bodies turned red and were covered with bruises. See, that's the difference between you and me. It's not that I don't like naked chicks, it's that I don't like beating naked chicks the way you do.
Every time there has been a circumstance in which there were going to be naked women, like, say, at a party, you just kind of run for the hills screaming.
Well, women I know. I mean, I don't know. I don't like seeing my friends' girlfriends naked. And neither do you, as I recall.
I don't like seeing your girlfriends naked. Actually, you know, if your current girlfriend wants me to see her naked at some point, I can probably handle that.
I'll have to make sure and prevent that from ever happening now that I know you're open to it.
All right, then. Fair enough.
So, there were a few others in the past that you probably wouldn't have minded.
Let's see. Thinking back.
I've moved up in the world.
Yeah.
To a certain extent.
Probably every girlfriend since that one. And just had to catch you on your downswing.
Yeah, even the ones that I didn't think were particularly attractive, you did. I started slow, you know? I didn't realize how attractive I was when I was younger.
No, you weren't until you got the hair changed.
Lilith says, Jick, you still need to apologize for calling me a greedy pig. I didn't eat all of the White Castle burgers. I don't remember calling her a greedy pig for eating all the White Castle burgers or assuming or claiming that she did eat all the White Castle burgers.
Yeah, Lilith kind of figures that you hate her. But,
that's really weird.
She also figures that with you, the really bad thing is just complete and utter indifference and ignoring. So if you're hating her, she's one step up.
Oh, I see. Huh. So you're saying that hating is how I love.
Yeah. And that your only love springs from your only hate.
that really explains a lot. Arcone says, when are you uploading Thursday's show? I don't know. I should see how much of it there actually was, I guess. I'll do that. I just forgot because it was all screwed up. Apocalypse Throb says, I named my temporal riftlet Invisible Girl's Vagina in honor of Mr. Skullhead's mother. Is that a reference to something that I don't get?
I don't know at all. But I think girls' vaginas are the best kind.
Yeah.
The men's vaginas are just kind of ugly.
Wow. Christina sent me a picture of a guy at a party with a condom over his head that he's inflated.
So, like that trick with a latex glove only?
Yeah, like Howie Mandel, except R-rated.
Hmm.
An adventurer says, oh God, please put in an extra profanity button.
Well, I could write some new content, I guess. Or just a, you know, something to randomly insert motherfucker every now and again.
Primavera Angelair says, can you name a few songs by MC Escher? And yes, I know who he actually is, but I still want you to name a few tunes. I remember once sitting at Casey Moore's with Hot Stuff and some other people, and we started trying to come up with song lyrics for MC Escher songs. And all I remember is doing one which was, are we raising the roof or are we raising the ceiling?
That's kind of groovy.
In a way, though, it doesn't make any sense. Are we lowering the ceiling? I don't know.
I thought it was, are we raising the floor or raising the ceiling?
I forget.
Which would make a little more sense.
That does make sense. What else? I think I came up with something that rhymed with tessellation. I don't remember anything that rhymes with tessellation.
I don't either.
I wish I could think of that. Jeb DM09 says, is there any good reason for not making the GMAs not give boxes? What? Isn't there any bad reason for not making the GMAs not give boxes?
Wouldn't you agree that there isn't any not good reason for not making the GMAs not give boxes?
I feel like the answer is leaving the GMA the way it is. I don't think this is something that actually merits action at this point. We shall see how the situation develops. Water Knight says, I heard a rumor that the Cola Wars are only going to be here for a short time. Is this true? We're going to figure out some way to work it into recurring Ascension content. But it will probably go away for a while before it comes back like that, and it will be pretty limited. I mean, that stuff is pretty powerful. Like, a lot of the stuff that we put in is like, okay, you know, we weren't paying attention to whether or not it was, like, overpowered because it was kind of a, like, sorry, we fucked up and lost all the data kind of gesture.
Right.
So, I really very much like the idea of putting it in as something that happens when you are a certain level, but if you level up, it goes away. So if you adventure there too much, then you level up and the rift closes. And that way, you know, I'm all about things that you get to make some choices and some things that exclude other things.
And then other things.
Blue Space Thing points out a bug with ascending twice since the crash and having not gotten tattoos. That's... You know what? It might be counting Ascensions in the table, and I think I gave back the tattoos based on... I think it will start granting you tattoos again once you've caught up to the number of Ascensions that you lost. So we'll see that. We'll see how that goes. Those are also things that... And Lucifer also says, because the most Ascensions leaderboards be calculated from the player profile, which is still accurate, rather than Ascension history, which is not. And yes, that absolutely should be like that. The only reason I didn't do it before is because I didn't have a... Well, I didn't have a number of hardcore Ascensions. That wasn't always being stored when I... Or it wasn't being stored when I wrote the Hollow Record stuff, but it is now. So, yeah, that I should maybe look at, because that would also be a much like easier query to run than pulling out the totals. My teeth are floating here. Can we take our break?
Yeah, it is breaking time.
Alrighty.
And you can go get rid of that taste in your mouth. Alright, we'll see you in... I've got like 11 minutes or so.
Somewhere on a given weekend in 1994, there would be that remix of that Four Non Blondes song playing really loudly.
Hey, But what I don't get is how not only could you always hear that if you were in the right place, you could always hear it no matter where you were. Somewhere on a given weekend in 1994, there would be that remix of that Four Non Blondes song playing really loudly. But what I don't get is how not only could you always hear that if you were in the right place, you could always hear it no matter where you were. Somehow one frat party was always playing that song. Always playing that song. And somehow the one that was playing that song was always the one that had their music turned off. I mean, and it's not like that's a terrible song, but it's like, yeah, play some different songs or something, you know? I mean, and it's not like that's a terrible song, but it's like, somewhere on a given weekend.
That goes out to Jick and Nightmare, my evil twin.
Aww.
They might be giants. I got to finally spend some time with Nightmare over the weekend, and yeah, that dude is awesome.
He really is. I likes me some that guy.
I mean, gayer than Christmas, but...
Well, yeah, but I mean...
That's not
part of the
bad
reason
thing.
I like him.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, if you have sex with somebody who's identical to you, it's masturbation. It's not gay. You know.
Totally.
Yeah. I'm looking through some of these pictures that somebody just posted. Pictures of me trying to play the flute. Yeah. Why was there a flute there?
That was Lilith's flute. She busted it out at some point and you started playing it.
I don't think I did. I think I was unable to produce an actual note from the flute.
Okay, you attempted to play it.
The only way that I can imagine myself being able to actually play the flute is by using the flute to, like, strike a gong.
Right.
Or perhaps to get it on.
Get down, get down.
So, yeah. Did you do anything interesting over the little break just then?
I went to the bathroom, had a cigarette.
Yeah, me too.
Made out with Jezzerfly, which I hope you didn't do as well.
I did a little bit. I have an effigy of her.
The voodoo doll?
I just can't. I can't bring myself to hang. And, yeah, I ate a slice of what was apparently barbecue chicken pizza. So that was pretty tasty.
That does sound tasty.
It was a square pizza, but a square pizza cut into wedges instead of into, you know, quadrilaterals.
That's not geographically sound at all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I did find out, though. You know how with, say, a pepperoni pizza, you can leave it on the counter all night and just have a lukewarm slice in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Because pepperoni isn't really food.
Right.
So, yeah, I tried to do that with a chicken pizza from Pizza Hut at one point.
Mm-hmm.
That is a bad, bad idea. Because chicken actually is food and does go bad pretty fast. So just so you know, put it in the fridge or don't hit it up tomorrow.
Pepperoni is actually food. It's just it doesn't need to be cooked. I mean, it's cured so that it can exist at room temperature like other sausage. You know?
Yes.
Salt and spices makes it so, you know. I'm surprised. You wouldn't think cooked chicken would go bad after 10 hours. But then again, I'm terrified of leftovers. Istanbul says, when Jick works with his hands, does he use lotion? I normally just put it in the basket.
Yeah, which he got tired early on of me just giving him the hose again.
Yeah, it sucked.
And again, and again.
Efil Nikufisen. Weird. Efil Nikufisen? Efil Nikufisen?
Give me something I can search to pull up.
Curse. He says, why was the page name for the blowguns curse.php? Same as with the Wangs. Curse.php is for items that you use to act on other people. It's in there as kind of a placeholder for future PvP revamp that actually has, like, items you can use to give people bad effects.
Oh, I see. Whenever I see a set of letters that doesn't appear to be any kind of pronounceable word, I always look at it backwards.
Oh, nice fucking
life.
Yeah. I get it. Just like a 4533 Nam Hatade underneath there says, I hope you get a good paddling, Jick. You deserve it for stealing my social life.
I think it's fair to say that Jick is probably never going to get a paddling. Especially not from me.
Yeah, certainly not from you. I don't know. And, you know, I don't know that I'm even above a certain amount of friendly spanking. It's just the actual damage being done that
that was a special case.
Right.
That's not generally the level to which, you know, generally we just go for a nice even red, which always looks good. I'm hearing that you're quieter than I am now.
Well, nothing has changed.
You did take the headset off and put it back on. Maybe the mic got bumped.
Could be. Could be. I think it's about exactly where it was, though, so we'll see. Wow. Thor the Mighty says, I shave my pits, Scully owns you. But that's because...
Are you trying to say that you are more manly somehow than Thor?
Nah, well, I mean, he shaves his pits, and that's indicative, like so many other things, of the fact that he is decidedly not the one who wears the pants in that relationship.
Hmm.
Because Adrastia, she's a force to be reckoned with.
She's a force with which to be reckoned, asshole.
It's not a force you want to reckon with, but it's a force with which, nevertheless, will have to be reckoned.
Yeah, sure.
Arcane says, you need to upgrade from goth strippers to crying strippers, because I was going to say the butthole surfers, but what I mean is the Bloodhound gang say, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Yeah. Strippers were abused as children.
And that's funny.
Deathman3354 says, don't you think the classes should multiply by 2 experience in their stat? Now, one thing that we had talked about doing during the Ascension testing, but it was a little too late, and things aren't really balanced enough to make this happen. The classes do have a primary and a secondary stat. But, so we thought about doing like 3-2-1 instead of 2-1-1, or, you know, 2-1.5-1 instead of 2-1-1 in primary versus secondary stats, like how the points are distributed. And it would just screw the ones who didn't have Moxie as a secondary stat at this point. So we didn't do that. But yeah, that was something that I liked, the idea of. Differentiate the classes even more. Flip says, as the person who wrote that bot in the forum, I just want to say I wrote in delays to make it no harder on the server than doing it by hand. No, I know, and that's why I was totally cool with it. Like, I genuinely do not have a problem with that thing at all. PBA says, there is the fact that the immunization bots cheated other players out of getting a shot at the dart guns while making those running them quite a bit of meat due to the sale of empty guns. But, I mean, they weren't doing anything that you wouldn't have been able to do by just repeatedly clicking on stuff. I mean, they still had to farm for the pineal glands. You know, they still had to convert them all. I mean, it was just... I don't know. I mean, this is one of those things that there were a lot of aspects of it that people got all butthurt about that I'm just kind of... Yeah, whatever. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like that about everything, so I'm not a good metric for that sort of thing.
Yeah, I tend to be a little more sensitive than you, and I also did not understand what the problem was.
I mean, there were people upset that you could be blowgunned against your will, and that, I mean, I'm just, like I said on Thursday, I'm sorry, but that's just what the event was, you know?
I'm hoping that people who were upset because they thought they were going to turn into zombies if they didn't get cured got sufficiently disabused of that notion.
Solarflare says, congratulations to y'all for implementing an item with the number 2 in it, besides the Warehouse 23 bling. Hey, thanks. That was a well-earned congratulation, I feel. Are there other items with ones in them? Let's do a couple of quick mall searches, shall we? With 1.21 gigawatts, 100-watt bulb, elite trousers, 2 we got, 3 we got, what about 4? Yes, 334 scroll, and 5, there's one of those in there. Huh, maybe we had every number except 2.
Hmm.
Oh, the 5-alarm saucepan, of course. There are a lot of scrolls with 6s in them, there are a lot of scrolls with 7s in them, and the 7-foot dwarven matic. There's great with an 8 in them. There's 9 in the scrolls. And there's zeros all over the place. Huh, I guess that was the first and only item with a 2 in it.
Hmm.
Nice. Good deal. Yeah, that was something important and impressive.
Heh. BadMonkey32 says, what were the two people at OhioCon we'd most like to see mud wrestle?
Hmm.
I'm going to have to say Feared Al Yankovic and Seltzer Duke. Because Seltzer Duke's a little guy, but he's hardcore.
He is. I was all set to answer that question, honestly, but that's just not the kind of thing you can do.
Yeah, I mean, I have mine in mind, but in mind is where they shall stay.
I wonder if ours are the same.
Well, we'll have to compare notes.
Yeah, we will. In secret.
Thor the Mighty says he's going to cut you, by the way.
He called me an ass in Yahoo, or in AIM. But you're only mad because you know it's true, Thor. Remember, we've been to your house. We've seen how it goes. Mac and Cheese says, Dear Chicken Scully, as a collector of evil food, are the children's meals ever going to drop or forever be hack items? They will eventually drop.
Someday.
Yeah. Tuffy says, will there ever be a special use for the empty blowguns other than a novelty item? I don't know. Rainbow Bandito, who is hotter, Angelina Jolie or Pamela Anderson? Angelina Jolie by a country mile.
Yeah, several country miles as the crow flies.
I think as the crow flies is less than normal.
Yeah, sure. But, you know, Angelina Jolie at least is a higher percentage of actual human.
And she's doesn't also have hepatitis. John Voight. So if you had sex with her, it would be kind of like having sex with half of John Voight's body.
Right. Which, you know, as long as it's the inner half.
Right.
Okay, I am now completely justified in inviting Princess Sunshine into private channels. Vagina dentata. What a wonderful phrase.
Did you ever read Snow Crash?
No.
You should.
I was just amused at the Lion King thing going on there.
Hmm.
Rather than Hakuna Matata.
I see. Something cool says... Oh, wait. Yeah, that's kind of a good question. Why can't we buy Mr. Store items with a Mr. A from our display case like we can from Hank's? Well, we figure if it's in your display case, you've deliberately removed it from your ability to interact with it. And that's the answer. Armax says, it would be cool if the rusty screwdriver was a weapon, because it'd be a good one and give monsters tetanus. That way, after 20 rounds, they'd get lockjaw.
Hmm. It locks its jaws on your X.
On your percentage part.
I mean, rather than tetanus, maybe it could get, like, tetaris. In which case, parts of it would start aligning and then vanishing.
I was reading this, like, game theory book, and it talks about, you know, whether violent video games are a big deal or not. And about, you know, sort of separating the game from the content. And it talked about, like, what if Tetris was a game where you were throwing bodies into a well in certain configurations, and they were trying to climb on each other to reach the top, and if they did, then you lose. But if you get them pressed in tightly enough at the bottom, the poison gas you have in the well causes them to die.
That's disturbing.
Yeah, you know, but it's also just Tetris was his point.
Hmm.
You know, saying the content and the game are two separate things, man. Lilac says, so now we know what's in the disturbing fanfic. Dear God, I'm glad that never got used in a quest now. Deathman 3354 is going to get some banned. Why do people suck? Apocalypse Throb says, that's bullshit. I know a bunch of chubby goth sluts that really put out and think Robert Smith is Tessex. That's true. I guess my assertion that The Cure would make you never get laid predates Torrid as a store in the mall.
You know, Torrid has changed to be basically Lane Bryant now.
It's not even gothy anymore?
No, at least in the Fiesta Mall is the one we always go to.
The one that's near the office? Yeah.
Yeah, it's indistinguishable from, like, Lane Bryant or some other female clothing store. And, yeah, no goth overtones at all.
Hmm. That's really weird. Armax says, if it's always night in the kingdom, then where does the moon's luminosity come from? Well, the planet that the Kingdom of Loathing is on orbits around the sun in the same way that the moon orbits around the Earth, such that the same side is facing it all the time, and it's not the side that this continent is on. And that's how.
Wow.
I don't think it's even possible for moons to behave the way KOL's moons behave in any kind of rational, you know, sort of Newtonian solar system. I almost said scrotum system because I was reading a question
with a mole
scrotum in it. Yeah.
See, the nice thing, though, about a game that involves magic, even if it's tongue-in-cheek magic, is that magic can explain stuff like that.
Yeah, anything you notice like that, it was a wizard.
Or just, you know, the Terry Pratchett does interesting things with the idea of just background radiation from magic, and that, like, certain places around the Magic University, just random weird shit just happens because people are using magic nearby.
I see.
Yes.
Adet Hart says, women vagina might be better, but what about Siobhan's vagina? Did you see any of that porn that Amplitude had?
Yeah, I was in the room.
That was horrifying.
Yeah. I'm a sexier woman than that woman is.
You are, honestly. I would rather watch you make a sandwich and masturbate to it than her. Wait, no.
So you don't want to
watch
her masturbating to a sandwich?
I would rather it be you making a sandwich than her doing anything.
Okay. Because I generally don't masturbate to sandwiches.
Sometimes I make really hot sandwiches, though.
Well, like a patty melt? Grilled cheese?
Lucifer says, Jick, every time you're asked about undiscovered trophies, you say, 7, I think. Any chance you could actually look it up? Sure. I'm not actually going to count these, but I'm saying, like, 7. That was fun, huh?
That was awesome.
Mr. Ensberger 91 says, and this is an interesting question because I was just thinking about this, where did you get Betrayal at House on the Hill? I can't find it anywhere. Let me ask Riff. Hey, Riff, where did you get Betrayal at House on the Hill? Game store in the mall. Yeah, we should play that after the show. In fact, we should end the show right now so I can go play it right now.
We should, you should figure out some way for me to play too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, fax me the cards in my hand and I'll get some dice.
Right. We'll take a picture of the board every turn and email it to you.
Right.
So I saw the Family Guy movie, and you were right. I shouldn't have paid for it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny, but it's like one Family Guy's worth of funny in 3 episodes of Family Guy.
Yeah, that was kind of my take on it.
But, you know, it was, like, worth watching.
I didn't find the before and after things when they were walking in and out of the movie theater to be really funny at all.
Huh,
so that just made it kind of
tedious. I
remember
the after ones being funny to me. But, yeah. Zaku says, when you receive a buff from someone, the green message in chat should say how many turns you got. Yes, it should. It just doesn't. And, yeah, it should.
Okay.
Jeff Romicelli asks how lap dances are different in Arizona.
The cactus.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I just vary from club to club, but the dancers in Ohio were more enthusiastic.
I don't think I ever need to go to another strip club that's not in Mexico.
Really?
Yeah, because the Mexican strip club was just so good. Not as good the second time, but...
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, that's only because the girls were actually all 18 the second time.
Yeah. It's just never as much fun.
I remember you being all creeped out because you were afraid the girls were underage. You, of all people.
Well, I'm a pervert, but I'm not a fucking pervert. What's the line from...
How old were you the last time you went to your girlfriend's high school graduation?
The last time? How old is your current girlfriend and how old is mine? What? Fucker? How old was the girlfriend you had before that?
You know, they
Fucker?
Were all legal.
To drink?
Every single one. Well, no, of course not.
Mm.
That isn't any fun. I gotta be able to go somewhere by myself and, like, leave the bitches at home.
Right.
And so I go places where they serve alcohol.
I was trying to think of that quote from Dusk Till Dawn, and it's actually, I'm an asshole, but I'm not a fucking asshole.
Huh.
So,
you know, the Quentin Tarantino's character in Dusk Till Dawn was a guy who, very much like you, was a pervert.
Mm-hmm. And George Clooney's character was someone who, very much like you, was an asshole.
Yeah, well, you
so.
Know.
That movie's really about our life.
Hey, look, at least I survived and didn't get turned into a vampire.
I was going to say, it's exactly like our life, and that we keep going to bars that end up being full of vampires.
Yeah, I know. It's yeah. I am such a loser that I don't even know when I have won. That, you know, that movie was so good.
What, Dusk Till Dawn?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
See. Doppelheathen says, how can you get a sunburn at the palindrome if it's always nighttime? Is it the reflection of the lunar lights? Yes.
It's magic. Actually, the palindrome is completely enclosed, so it just has a little miniature sun inside of it.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, why didn't you think of that, random person who asked that question?
Lady Luanda says, God damn you, Jick. First of all, on my biology test I just took, there was a question about pineal glands. First of all, I was cracking my ass up and not focusing on the test. And secondly, the question was asking about what they controlled, and one of the options was hunger. So I picked that one because I was thinking of zombies. Too much KOL time.
I'm glad to know that we continue to do our part to break down the education process.
Also, Lady Luanda says, oh, and I will not. Well, I probably will. Rest until a channel e-penis is created where we can send all of the darlings who probably sit and jerk off to their display cases. I jerk off to my display case sometime, but that's just because I'm a necrophile who's also into flies. So a fly swatter is like the hottest sexual thing for me ever.
So we're going to have to restrain you the day that Jeff Goldblum dies?
Yes. Yes, yes, we are. Fruscander says, could you talk about the new servers for a bit in a sexy voice? How's that going? Well, I was finally able this afternoon to do the wire transfer and spend all the money, which is creepy to me. But they were already being built and being sent. I haven't heard anything lately, but I'll probably check in with those cats tomorrow and see where we are.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Bogus.
Deathman3354 says, why don't you put in an exact word search for mall searches? Gosh, if only you could use the tool that you used to specify exact word to do exact word searches in the mall. Yeah, if you put quotes around something in the mall, you get an exact result.
Right then.
And that's undocumented, but you know, it works the same way Google does. So, like, if you're good at Google, you're good at mall.
You fail at the mall.
Pancake Chan says, I'm writing a paper on violence in video games for a class fueled by my hatred of Jack Thompson. I am so using that Tetris bit in it. If you want to, you should actually look it up and cite the source material. It's, what is the game, what is the book called? It's called A Theory of Fun for Game Design. A Theory of Fun, and I'm going to find the name of the guy who wrote it, by Ralph Coaster, Rafe Coaster. What? R-A-P-H? Is that right? That's crazy. Oh, and it's also available in Chinese. So, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Chud says, what continent is the kingdom on? It's on the... Out continent.
Yes. Oh, Lilith says Neville sang The Cure and he got laid, so my theory fails. Neville also played guitar, jamming good with Weird and Gilly.
Like Ziggy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know, it would almost be worth how lame it would be to have a poster that had Ziggy from the comics page, you know, the unfunny bastard, playing a guitar with a bunch of Martian spiders behind him.
Right. Cranor says, with the pineal gland, is there an item for every letter of the alphabet now? I don't think there's an X.
Yeah, we had the X discussion a while ago. Generally, when you see extreme used ironically the way we use it, it's spelled like X hyphen dream. But
yeah.
We went a different route.
Yeah, you know.
Made it like E to the X. Dream.
Yaya McGee says, hey, Jake and Mr. Skullhead, since you guys probably won't be able to make the Philly New Year's Eve party, maybe you could send cardboard cutouts of yourselves? I don't know. I'm planning on spending some amount of time in Boston around the beginning of January. So that's... How far is Boston from Philadelphia? Riff.
What?
How far is Boston from Philadelphia?
Miles? I have no idea.
What about in cubits? More cubits than miles. No, I should probably not consider a New Year's Eve party elsewhere. I spent last New Year's Eve in Manhattan. I should spend this one the way that I usually do, just crying and masturbating.
Furiously into Xenophobe's teddy bear?
No, into a sandwich.
Oh, right.
The crying makes the sandwich salty for when you run out of mustard.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to end up doing the same thing I did last New Year's, which is hang out with Jezzerfly's parents and get drunk and listen to NPR. You know, when that became the plan last year, I was kind of bummed about it because I was thinking, you know, New Year's Eve, giant party. But we have giant parties, you know, at least once a month. So, it was okay.
That's true.
To not have a giant party.
Oh,
anyways.
There is an X items, Lianya's notebook.
That's right.
Yep, I guess that was everything.
Was it the Z that we were missing?
Yeah, I think it was the Z.
Okay.
Because there's a quantum egg. It's Lianya's notebook. Does it count? Does it customize? Riffs, like... Quack, quack, quack. It totally does count. I mean, you could say the Yeti protest sign doesn't count. All right, I think I'm out of show.
So they're talking about doing a San Francisco meet again next year at some point and want to know when would be a good time for us.
Oh, I don't know. I don't have a lot of schedule restrictions. You know?
That's true.
I have to talk to these school kids.
I'm going
to
have considerably fewer in that I'll be busy like 11:30 to 3 during the weekdays. Done at 3:30 on Friday, not having to, like, I could fly back from somewhere conceivably early on a Monday morning.
Right. And are you going to be teaching again next semester?
Yeah, I teach 11:30 to 12:20 instead of 9 to 9:50. Like it was
5 days a week again, though, so
4 days a week.
Skip it.
Oh, 4 days a week. And then
which is missing day?
Monday through Thursday.
Monday. Oh, okay. So you could leave like a Friday morning by skipping class.
Yeah.
I'd go to San Francisco again. That was fun.
Oh, yeah. It was very good.
But we didn't actually do anything in San Francisco. You know what I really want to do is I want to go to San Francisco and I want to rent a stick shift car. Because I've always wanted to drive a stick shift car on hills in San Francisco.
I thought it was because you had played too much Need for Speed.
I don't think I've ever played any Need for Speed.
Well, then you can't very well play less. Yeah.
That's true. I've always wanted to experience the challenge of driving a stick shift car in San Francisco. Because I'm an excellent driver. Dad lets me drive slow in the driveways.
Do you need to ride with amplitude quite a bit? Because then you'll stop giving me shit about the way I drive.
Well, I rode with amplitude a lot. What was wrong with the way he drives?
He drives exactly the way I drive, only twice as aggressively.
You know, I was thinking about you a lot today because I had to drive to Tucson and back on the interstate, and I was constantly stuck behind people going slower than me in the left lane.
Well, what were you doing in the left lane unless you were passing?
I was passing.
Your world has moved on.
My world makes sense, Mr. Skullhead, and your world is full of pricks. In more ways than one.
And then I'm just constantly hitting myself with needles. Hitting myself with a needle.
Yeah.
Yeah, poking myself with a needle.
I've seen a man hit himself with a needle, and I've seen a needle hit itself with a man. I've seen a man spin the dreidel. Seen the dreidel spin it. Did that joke make it in to the dreidel description?
I don't think so. I think we ended up with just the Courtney Cox joke in there.
I see.
But, yeah, that's a fantastic joke. I like to believe that it was mine, but I don't think it is.
I'm pretty sure it was. Cranor says, why do you suck at pronouncing stuff? To add some context, I'm Arcone's multi. I'm pronounced Cranor, and also it's Arcon, not Arcone, and it's Raman, not Raymond. I've never said Raymond. Everybody hates Raymond. And I'm sorry, it's not Arcon. O-H-N is own.
Your name is pronounced however the hell we say it's pronounced, Arcone.
Yeah, damn it.
Just ask Yetra.
Database. Just ask who?
Yetra. I decreed at one point that Yetra's name should only be spelled and pronounced Y-U-T-R-E. And my word was law.
Your word was law. Peachnut Screech says, why are you ignoring my question? Has it been asked and answered too many times already? What did Peachnut Screech say? Is it possible to implement a way to get Mr. A for beat, even if it is a very limited function? I'm creating a character that I want to see how it manages without mall contact. No, I'm sorry. No direct Mr. A for meat trades to the game. Christina says, Jick, if you're very good, you can borrow our Civic, which is equipped with a supercharger and stick, of course. Awesome. Was there just a chicken in your apartment?
No, sorry, that was my keyboard scraping along the ground there. So somebody gave me a toggle to hit in Firefox that was supposed to make that weird sound go away when I'm trying to find something using the type ahead thing. And I toggled the thing, and it didn't seem to fix the problem. I'll try to get rid of that noise.
That type ahead thing is something that I covet. Also, the ability to search for more than one, to sort by more than one letter at a time in drop-down boxes. Someday Internet Explorer 7 will come out.
And we'll have all of the good functionality that I'm already enjoying.
Except goddamn tabs and the ability to look at any web page.
It will have tabs, though.
Yeah,
that's been announced that the new one has tabs.
No, I know it will, and I still won't use it. You know, I have figured out the thing that pisses me off the most about tabs.
What's that?
If you have two web pages open in tabs, there is no way to look at them both at the same time. Resizing them doesn't work. It just defeats the entire purpose of applications existing in Windows. To have a whole bunch of shit in one window in a way that you can only view one of them at once.
Yeah, I mean, when I want to see two web pages at the same time, I'll use Control N instead of Control T. And you know, but right now I have like six or seven websites open on one window, and without switching windows, I can look at each one of them and keep updated.
Yeah, but switching
on
windows
them.
Is exactly the same number of clicks as switching tabs.
But I don't have to go to the taskbar, and I can see the address of every site that's open without going to the taskbar.
Can I? The taskbar is always... Are you one of those douchebags that has your taskbar auto-hide or some shit?
No. But on the taskbar, all it says is Firefox 8, or Firefox, Firefox, Firefox,
yeah, okay,
Firefox
that's
in
because
a row.
Firefox has the skull fuckery in place to put its name in the front of everything. What mine say is, here's one down at the bottom, a theory. Oh, I know, that's a theory of fun for game design official website. Here's another one that says KOL Columbus P, which, oh, look, Columbus Pictures.
Nah, tab browsing is the wave of the wave of the future.
The wave of the Fusor?
Yep.
Dude, whatever. It's totally Firefox's douchebag fault for putting Firefox
in the front of the Windows. That's not there. I don't even have 8 things of Firefox open. I was just making shit up. I mean, all I see when I have multiple windows of IE open is the IE logo, because the little buttons on the taskbar get smaller as you get more and more of them across.
Yeah, but I mean, I always have 15 windows open, and I can still tell which one goes where.
That's the point of the
taskbar. Like, when I've got more than one SSH session up, the button in the taskbar displays whatever is in the title bar of the SSH window, which is the host name. So I know which one is which just by glancing at the taskbar, which is there all the time, whether I've got that tab full Firefox browser window in front of me or not. Tab browsing is the ass, and you will never convince me otherwise.
Okay, but it is exactly the way I want a browser to work.
Yeah, whatever.
And when I find a browser that doesn't work that way and I have to work with it, it bugs me.
I mean, you know, there are a lot of women who work exactly the way you want women to work, and I ain't touching them. They're all into being beaten.
Mm-hmm. That you really took a right turn there, man.
Shut up.
What the hell are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
There are many shoes that work the way that you want shoes to work, but I wouldn't wear them.
Cranor says, I made up the word damn it. No, you didn't.
I'm pretty sure that's been around since at least the King James.
Baby Gasoline Fairy says, why no Time Cube references during the crisis? Did I miss them? No, we already did some Time Cube references. Merc 007, the damage absorption is way underrated. Can you boost up the effect more? Yeah, we're frequently wandering around the office kicking around ideas for how to sort of revamp combat in a way that makes Moxie less important and absorption more important. We got a lot of ideas. I think a lot of other people have a lot of ideas. We got a system in place for setting up a bunch of different little tweaks for testing on the dev server to see what we can do without kind of... I mean, the issue now is like a serious combat revamp. You know, we have to take into account what it's going to do. Like, OMG, this makes hardcore easier. Or... OGM. I mean, GMO. This makes softcore harder. MAB. It just got kicked down a notch. Yeah, so now I'm just randomly scrolling up through shit from other thing with stuff, the questions that came in before the show.
James Jamesio, that thing you told me to do to Firefox to make it stop making that noise didn't work at all. So if you have another idea for me to try, then try it, I will.
How?
My voice is going downhill fast. Much like
my mind is going, Dave. I can feel it.
Coming back again.
I didn't know you knew how to play that on the guitar. We had a lot of fun sings along at KL Alumbus.
Yeah, though I did leave determined to learn more songs that I can play and people can sing.
Yeah?
Yeah. Given that like most of the songs I know are songs I've written and everybody wants to hear them. Yeah, but nobody can sing along, so.
Right.
You know what killed me though? I started playing Hey, You've Got to Hide Your Love Away, and nobody knew the words.
What? Is that those fags from England?
Yeah. The fags from England.
Riff suggests, are you talking about cigarettes?
Yeah. So I can find nowhere to adjust the sound properties for Firefox.
Oh, well. Yeah. Gore Black says, is the 28 days later deal a possible future or a concrete future? It's actually a plaster future. I sunk all my money into plaster futures. Turned out to not be such a good idea.
No, they get moldy after a while.
God, I think somebody's playing Katamari Damacy in the living room of the office. I hear some sort of klaxon warning you that you're almost done with this stupid game.
What was... who?
Relief will come soon.
Who would be in your office playing Katamari?
We've sort of developed a studio audience.
Huh.
On Monday nights.
Who all comes over?
Oh, let's see. Nikobot and some friend, and I think Zeno's in there playing with them. And, yeah.
That's kind of groovy. Oh, that reminds me, well, that didn't remind me. Something else that I just saw reminded me of how I really am. Tank Boy had an interesting idea about clan looters, and that was to have a button in the clan log to just reverse, say, all transactions in the past X number of hours.
Hmm.
Although I guess that would only work if the looter didn't disseminate any of the looted stuff.
Yeah, otherwise it would be incredibly difficult. Because, I mean, all they'd have to do would be to transfer to one multi, and it became... Yeah, that's pretty dangerous, that kind of thing, anyway.
Yeah.
Real bug.
So, sorry, Tank Boy, I said that was a really cool idea, but it didn't occur to me that nobody who loots a clan keeps all the stuff that they looted.
Yeah, they never do. Like, they always send it through a trail of multis, just so when we find it, we have a lot more accounts to disable.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun. Actually, I always get a certain grim satisfaction out of doing that.
Yeah, thank you all for continuing to entertain us by giving us accounts to disable.
I mean, really, everyone who makes an account on the game, that's another account for us to disable. I think that we've got a case of Dutch ficus disease in here. This ficus has a lot of dead leaves on it, and the dirty ground.
The problem is... Ficuses just tend to die.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, our ficus was healthy for quite a while, and then just got, you know, suffered from sudden ficus death syndrome. Which I'm sorry for saying that.
Yeah, it isn't funny to joke about things that hurt people.
Yeah, except you continue to joke about my spanking habits.
Well, right.
And those hurt people and me.
I'm not joking. I'm deadly serious that I'm horribly disturbed by this and that you're a pervert.
Yeah, if you weren't horribly disturbed by that, there are plenty of other things in your background.
In my background?
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Huh. So I don't suppose you got a 6-minute song.
No, actually, I don't think... Yeah, I don't have... any song which needs to change. Somebody sent me a song from Space Ghost about Ohio, which means it'll be really, really annoying, but also short, so...
Yeah, because you're right. Nothing that ever was on Space Ghost was funny, because you're some kind of jerk who only thinks that gay guys singing are funny.
That what? Uh-huh.
Nothing. I don't think there's anything that you like that doesn't have singing gay guys in it.
Huh.
Rocky Horror.
Hmm.
Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Go on.
Moulin
Rouge.
Your apartment.
He was safe. He was safe. He was straight.
He was safe.
I said safe. And then that wasn't at all what I had intended to say.
Elton John concerts.
Hmm. The Office.
Like the TV show?
No, Your Office.
Which one of us is gay?
Only when I'm there. Does it have singing gay guys in it?
Oh, I see. Okay.
I just thought I'd go along, you know. No, in college, I lived with three people who were really into Space Ghost, and Justin bought the Space Ghost CD that had all those god-awful, stupid, annoying songs on it. And played it pretty much nonstop for a year.
You're a terrible person, Mr. Stillhead.
So, had I any inclination towards enjoying Space Ghost before that. It was beaten out of me.
I don't understand you. I have to say, though, all of the new stuff on Adult Swim just kind of sucks ass.
I think it just started with Aqua Teen Hunger Force, and they were like, gentlemen, we can rebuild Aqua Teen Hunger Force and make it dumber and even more random. And so they did.
I still, like, I like the first couple seasons of Aqua Teen Hunger Force. It's just, I think that, I don't know. There was something about, I feel like they just decided, hey, wait a minute, this is funny because it's random, so now let's make it actually live up to your claims about it. Whereas it didn't before. I mean, I think the early episodes of Aqua Teen Hunger Force just, they conform to a pattern that you're too gay to understand. And then the later episodes, they were like, hey, wait a minute, why are we doing all this work, you know, weaving these intricate plots that only, like, a handful of people understand? Why don't we just actually make it random? Because that's what the majority of our gay audience thinks it is.
Given that the only people who enjoy our show are stoned out of their minds, why are
that's
we busting ass
true.
Trying to make something that's actually funny?
I've never watched it stoned, and I liked it.
Yeah, but you're weird. I mean, what kind of world would this be for the rest of us if everything was judged by your standards?
I think it would
everybody
be
would be
awesome.
Driving around drunk, and nobody
yeah,
would
but
be
politely,
talking to each other.
Everyone would be incredibly courteous drunk drivers. I would have gotten to Tucson much more quickly today.
Nobody would be wearing shoes, and so everyone would just constantly be getting hepatitis from bathroom stalls.
What? How would you get hepatitis in a bathroom stall?
By stepping on the syringe that your shoe would
because
have stopped.
Because you only go to bathrooms that are filled with Rusty Caltrops?
Pretty much.
Have you met my brother, Rusty Caltrops? He's kind of abrasive.
Yeah, you know. So now we can probably... Okay. Get off the air. I think we've established everything that we need to. Although KMD has apparently signed off, and he's the one who's supposed to be picking up the stream.
Yeah, play a couple extra songs while he comes back.
Let me see. He's not. He wouldn't be logged on right now.
Nope, because it's rollover.
Hey, don't call me Beethoven.
All right. Nightmare says, not polite drivers, courteous drivers, which I did correct myself. But we had a discussion about the differences between polite and courteous at the Cheesecake Factory. And I like Nightmare's take on it. Polite is what you do so you don't look like an asshole. Courteous is what you do because you're not an asshole.
Huh. I like that.
Yeah.
And dicks fuck assholes. Sometimes. Dicks fuck pussies. Sorry. Did you sit and watch Team America all the way at
I'm almost sure that I watched it with you.
Yeah. I just wasn't sure how much attention was paid.
No. I was watching the entire thing. That's in its entirety.
Did you just tear a big thing of duct tape off of something?
No, it was packing tape and it was the bubble wrap that I covered my window with here in the office.
Nah.
Wow, there are a lot of dead bugs in there. Crazy.
So if you take the tinfoil off of the outside of your window, though, you're going to start getting the alien mind control waves again.
That's true, yeah. But it's so nice here now. Like, we've entered the period of time that everyone suddenly realizes why people live in Phoenix. Because it is just hella gorgeous. Hella gorgeous.
Although, if you're me, like, I like the weather in autumn in Flagstaff, as that's kind of like my ideal temperature and weather pattern, like 55, 60 degrees during the day.
Really?
And kind of chilly at night, so...
Wait, you're describing 55, 60 as not chilly?
No.
Huh. See, I like it to be like 70s during the day and like 40s, 50s at night.
So
that's perfect... That's perfect weather for, like, a campfire.
It's good weather for, like, disco during the day and then big band.
I mean, a disco inferno at night.
No, big band at night because it's 40s and 50s.
Yes.
I was trying to, with the funny.
I know.
Oh, well, KMD is back, so ramble off we shall.
All right.
Oh, next week, Jake, I will not be able to do the show.
Okay.
I will be returning from California, getting into Phoenix at something like 2 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday morning.
Are you headed there with a teardrop in your eye?
Yeah.
Because you've spent your days with a woman unkind?
No. Yeah, no.
Oh, I forgot.
What's correct?
You hate Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. And you, anytime somebody's like, why do you hate Led Zeppelin? Listen to these gay-ass lyrics. Then I am just reminded how much I hate Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, see, normally you're so into things that involve gay or ass.
Hmm. But never combined.
That's true. That's true. All right. Well, so solo me, oh solo mio on Thursday
right.
and on Monday.
Yes, and solo me on Wednesday.
Okay.
See you later, guys.
We'll see you. Bye. Bye, kids.